You know, it's really been fun here over the last 5, 6, 7 years or so, watching a Dallas company grow from one little idea into something really significant. Free range concepts, you remember maybe as Bowl and Barrel, but probably more realistically, you remember the Rustic and Mutz, and now they're all over the state. Cal Noonan is the co-founder of the company and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be back. Good to see you.
You guys are just growing like crazy. I figure, well, you know, maybe this bowling thing will work, maybe not. And then I thought the Rustic was kind of cool because I said, well, you know, it's a way to hold that land until they build some high-rise on it. But now you're all over the state.
Yeah, my dad said it's not bad for a knucklehead. We're growing pretty fast, and it's been a lot of fun.
I know what your dad said. In fact, I was looking back through your bio. I know what your dad said. Your dad said, a painting and sculpture major at SMU? Well, there's $150,000 down the drain.
Yeah, they weren't happy about that. And they were even less happy when I left school to start in the restaurant business. But it's amazing how you know, as time goes along and you find success, how they end up being my biggest champion.
So the count and the amount. So the Rustic, I still think, is sort of the big outsize concept.
Sure.
So you got the Rustic here, but you've managed to replicate that where, in Houston?
We have three Rustics now. We have Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. And we're growing even beyond those.
Is it the
cities.
Same feel? Can you get that kind of space?
You know, actually, when we did it originally here in Dallas, our original, which is obviously near and dear to my heart because it was the original,
yeah.
But we did it. We bootstrapped it together. We were, you know, digging through the couch cushions for coins to pay for it. And, you know, as you grow and as you get better at what you do and you become a little bit more sophisticated, the projects become a little bigger and better and sophisticated.
But the
as
first
well.
Thing you did was the Bowl and Barrel, right?
Right. We did.
Over in Park Lane.
Exactly.
Over on Park Lane.
Exactly. And that was really what we you know, our whole thesis was we saw what was going on with the internet and retail and how companies like Amazon were really ultimately going to leave a void in the retail space as far as brick and mortar businesses are concerned. And we felt like the best way to combat that is through experiential forms of entertainment and dining that you can't do on the seat of your couch. You know,
you can
order anything from your cell phone now on your couch and have it delivered to you in 30 minutes, except for an experience.
And so the experience also of having your dog present. I guess that was the idea
yes.
of Mutz, right?
Yeah, Mutz, again, something that we wanted to tap into. Another thing that was, you know, what are people passionate about? And obviously, people are passionate about. If you have a dog, you're passionate.
Boy.
I mean, it's a member of the family, and you treat it as such. And so we felt like there was a real opportunity out there in the marketplace to tap into something that nobody was paying attention to, but everybody
has.
I'm
glad you didn't have an ode to cats myself.
Well, we've played with the idea of on April Fool's Day doing a cat's welcome theme, but I don't know if that's gonna go over too well.
It would be a dirty trick. So the one that we don't have here, the general public, you got San Antonio and Houston.
San Antonio and Houston. That's our first and really our truest form of a pure restaurant and bar with no other component. But where we built them is we built them next to our Bowl and Barrels. And the reason why that came about is our Bowl and Barrel here in Dallas, we started noticing that the restaurant next door to us was really busy. And
so you were giving, that was your, those were your people?
Yeah, we were feeding our neighbors. And so we felt like we might as well be our own neighbor because Bowl and Barrel can go on a 2-3 hour wait sometimes. And so people will come in, put their name down, go next door, eat, and then come back and bowl.
So you got these concepts. You got to be. It's like the Southwest Airlines Texas Triangle. You get Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Houston. You know, there's a city in the middle that you seem to have skipped over that nobody
yes.
else is skipping over.
Yes, Austin obviously is a sexy place, but
is it too crowded down there?
Well, you know, you look at. Austin in comparison to Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston, while Austin's a great city, population base is a lot smaller than those three markets. And it's a pretty crowded competitive space. We would love to be there. We will be there one day. But we felt like we wanted to plant our flag in the three largest cities in Texas first before we went to Austin.
So, I mean, you really, while we've been talking over the years, you have really grown into, I mean, a major corporation. You're talking, what, I don't know, millions of dollars in revenues and a lot more overhead, a lot more people working for you and developing your ability to delegate even better. This is the growing pain that usually gets an entrepreneur. This is usually when you sell and some other outfit that supposedly knows the business a lot better than you do comes in.
Sure. So certainly, you know, there's part of the challenge is you create something. You have this thing that you incubate and create, and it's yours, and you want to do everything, and you want to protect it, and you don't want to give up the control to somebody else. But once you change from a business to a company, you have to do that.
Yeah.
And that is hard initially, but you know, once your passion changes to developing talent and cultivating people, that's where you start really.
So you guys can stay on and oversee it.
Exactly.
You're going to be the handler.
Oh yeah. I mean,
are investors just throwing money at you now?
We've treated capital well and our investors are happy. So it's helped obviously fund our growth. You know, we're getting close to a point where I don't know that we're going to bring on any other investors where we're big enough now to self-fund. But reaching that tipping.
That's an enviable position.
Yeah, reaching that tipping point is not easy.
So any thought about going outside of the friendly confines of the state of Texas?
100%. So all of our brands we built to scale. We have the intention of growing outside of Texas. We felt like if we can dominate our home turf first and do really well at that, that gives us the platform to grow. But we certainly have our eyes on several markets to make the jump to outside of the state of Texas. Probably not the major market. We're not really interested in, you know, the New Yorks and LAs and Vegas and Miamis and things like that. We like cities that are very comparable to Dallas, like say a Denver or an Atlanta or a Charlotte or a Phoenix, Scottsdale, cities like that, that are great markets, great consumer driven markets and very business friendly states too.
Have
That's
you ever
a
made a mistake?
Thing.
Have you ever shut one of these down?
We have not. No, knock on wood. We're some wood.
You know how unusual that is?
Yeah, we've been lucky. And obviously we've made a gajillion mistakes, but fortunately for us, nothing fatal. So we have 10 units now across the state, which is, you know, in 60 months of us being a company or in business, that's pretty quick.
So does this give you buying power? Can you go to Cisco or whoever it is and all of a sudden you're a 300-pound gorilla?
Certainly. When you start having buying power, that gives you leverage, obviously, and in any form of business, you're looking for leverage. One of the best things is in the music industry, being able to bulk buy talent.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to tell a band you can route through the entire state of Texas versus doing a one-off show, that's given us a lot of leverage.
Okay, so you got to rest on your laurels, or you got to have some more openings this year?
No, we have two more openings slated. One new concept as well. It's going to be in Houston first, but we're actively looking for a place to put it in Dallas. We're still young guys. I mean, my partner and I are 38 years old, so we've got a lot of runway ahead of us, and we've still got a lot of life in us.
I'm serious. It's really been fun watching you guys grow this and being able to grow it on your own. That's pretty remarkable.
Certainly. And I will say this, one of the most rewarding things about it is the team that we've been able to share it with. We do period meetings where we fly everybody in and have 3-day long meetings every month. And just looking around the table and seeing that table fill up and grow over the last couple of years has been a lot of fun.
It's amazing you can find that many people that'll work for free beer. Kyle Noonan is the co-founder of Free Range Concepts, which is a fistful of concepts. Always good to visit with you.
Yeah, likewise, friend.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.